The spell is broken. Can a whole nation be bewitched? Is it possible to cast a spell over a people and take over their minds? I heard the Lord say, yes. Immediately he referred my mind to the story of Balak and Balaam in Numbers chapter 23 from verse 1. And Balaam said unto Balak, build me here 7 altars and prepare me here 7 oxen and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam had spoken. And Balak and Balaam offered on every altar a bullock and a ram. And Balaam said unto Balak, stand by thy burnt offering, and I will go. Peradventure the Lord will come to meet me. And whatsoever he showeth me, I will tell thee. And he went to an high place. And God met Balaam, and he said unto him, I have prepared 7 altars, and I have offered upon every altar a bullock and a ram. And the Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, return unto Balak, and thus shalt thou speak. And he returned unto him, and lo, he stood by his burnt sacrifice, he and all the princes of Moab. And he took up his parable and said, Balak the king of Moab hath brought me from Aram out of the mountains of the east, saying, come, curse me, Jacob, and come, defy Israel. How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord hath not defied? For from the top of the rock I see him, and from the hills I behold him. And lo, the people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob, and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. And Balak said unto Balaam, what hast thou done unto me? I took thee to curse my enemies, and behold, thou hast blessed them altogether. And he answered and said, must I not take heed and speak that which the Lord hath put in my mouth? And Balak said unto him, come, I pray thee, with me unto another place, from whence thou mayest see them. Thou shalt see but the utmost part of them, and shall not see them all, and curse me them from thence. And he brought him into the field of Zophim, to the top of Pisgah, and built 7 altars, and offered a bullock and a ram on every altar. And he said unto Balak, stand here by thy burnt offering, while I meet the Lord yonder. And the Lord met Balaam, and put a word in his mouth, and said, go again unto Balak, and say thus. And when he came to him, behold, he stood by his burnt offering, and the princes of Moab with him. And Balak said unto him, what hath the Lord spoken? And he took up his parable and said, rise up, Balak, and hear. Hearken unto me, thou son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. God brought them out of Egypt. He hath, as it were, the strength of an unicorn. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what hath God wrought? Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion, and lift up himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eat the prey and drink the blood of the slain. And Balak said unto Balaam, neither curse them at all, nor bless them at all. But Balaam answered and said unto Balak, told not I thee, saying, all that the Lord speaketh, that I must do? And Balak said unto Balaam, come, I pray thee, I will bring thee unto another place. Peradventure it will please God that thou mayest curse me them from thence. And Balak brought Balaam unto the top of Peor that looketh toward Jeshimon. And Balaam said unto Balak, build me here 7 altars, and prepare me here 7 bullocks and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam said, and offered a bullock and a ram on every altar. O foolish Nigeria, who has bewitched you? For behold, from the end of West Africa and from the Middle East and the Chaldeans, 6 most powerful wizards were granted access into the nation. They have offered all categories of blood and have made incantations and cast spells over the land. The first spell was to cause division and confusion in the church. The second spell was to bring blindness over the minds of the people, so they would not understand what's really going on. Every blood has the power to open a gateway, a portal into the spiritual realm. But every blood also has limited power and time, after which it loses its power and the efficacy dies. It will no longer be effective. The innocence of the sacrifice determines its power. The purest animal blood is that of a lamb. The purest human blood is that of an unborn child. All these bloods have been offered on altars around the nation. Their powers and efficacy have all ran out. There is no more blood for their altars. Their seers can no longer see. Their basins and crystal balls no longer project any images. The witches have become blind. Their powers to teleport have vanished. Their spells are broken. Their prophets can no longer see nor speak. The people are free. Now the people speak freely without fear of intimidation or death. But there is yet one more blood. It is the blood of Jesus Christ, the only acceptable blood on the altar of the Most High God. He speaks mercy for the oppressed, but judgment for the oppressor. This is the end of the wicked. Those who ought to have died, but by witchcraft have extended their lives, shall no longer be sustained. Their end has surely come. The land is free. Even the land shall vomit their corpses. The spell is broken, and we are free. So it is written, and so it has been declared.